Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And welcome into the Fan Morning Show pre-show for this wonderful rainy Thursday morning. Colin Dunlap alongside Chris Mack, producer Matt. He's in his spot. Jim Colony, he's doing the updates. I lower this so you hear the sound in the background. It is what it is. Good morning to you, Chris. How is everything?
It's good. It's good. And we were worried. Remember, we worry every morning when it's going to rain, if it's going to do something to the way our signal works, and trying to talk back and forth to each other. But you sound excellent this morning. So despite the thunderstorms rolling through, we're all good.
And when you say rolling through, and by the way, Matt, it sounds okay. Good, right? You give me the thumbs up or no? What's going on here, Matt? Okay. I'll say this. You said rolling through. It's 5:41 and 40 seconds right now. At 5:38, it was lightning and thunder, and like, it was one of those. It looked like a Scooby-Doo episode where they like go to the haunted house, where the lightning like lights it up for a while, and you could see everything for a second, and then it goes away. Then the lightning lights everything up. It was like that. Just like 3 minutes ago, I was really worried about stuff this morning, about getting on and the connection and everything. But we have a potential story. We have a potential big story on the Fan Morning Show. Gigantic story. Thanks to our friend Ray Petlin, meteorologist, KDKA.
You can check him out.
By the way, as a side story to that, Ray has a luscious beard that he's been growing. Have you checked this out?
He really has been working on it for a while. It's Roethlisberger-esque in its lushness at this point.
It is looking good. Anyway, Matt, you may want to retweet this from Ray Petlin, at Ray Petlin WX for weather. So he tweets me yesterday, last night, 6 o'clock, as he's supposed to be working hard doing meteorology stuff, but I guess he was. Now, they have the camera that they see across the river, you know, from Gateway. And so Ray is looking at it. And big fan of our show. We're a big fan of Ray's. I love his humor. I love what he's all about. Just a good dude. And so he tweets me, "This boat has been outside of PNC Park for the past couple of nights. It got me thinking that maybe the boat part two is what 2020 needs right now. I will be sad if this turns out to be a responsible boat owner." And he puts a still picture and then an arrow of a boat parked. Docked, I should say. It is a little bit up the Allegheny from where the other one was. Not far. I mean, I'm saying, Chris, if I had to say, probably 150 feet at best from where the other one was. This is amazing
if there's another abandoned boat.
Yeah.
This one looks a little smaller, but still nonetheless, a boat that appears to have been tied up outside the Riverwalk there, outside of the PNC Park sign on the backside of the Clemente Wall, and is just sitting there. And if Ray says that it's been there for a few nights, then it's something we got to keep an eye on.
Yes. Wow. Potential story brewing. This could be big. We got a lot of mileage out of that other one. We even got like Pittsburgh Magazine picked up on it or something. It was a big deal. So there was that. I don't know. Especially because, you know, I think I read a story the other day about how Pittsburghers and people during the pandemic are getting away to the rivers. Have you seen about that? Not to the Rivers Casino. I guess they're also doing that. But they're getting away because you can escape the pandemic out on the water.
Yes. Yes. As long as you're not hitching up to 19 other boats at the point, then, yeah, you're doing it right. Get out on the water and enjoy yourself.
It'd be really something. And then someone tweets that we're going to have to get Jim Colony and Nudie on the scene. But I have sad news. I had intel. Didn't we have intel that Nudie, RIP, may have passed away in a motorcycle accident not long ago?
You mentioned that a while ago.
Yeah.
But do we have confirmation of such
I believe
news?
We have pretty solid confirmation, RIP Nudie, that he was in a motorcycle accident in, like, the Allegheny Valley. I want to say, like, Creighton or Tarentum or somewhere up there. And he was a legend up there, the guy that towed the boat away.
Yeah.
And that
yeah.
Nudie had unfortunately passed away. Remember, he had called us as he was towing the boat away. Called us, Matt.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, so there's a potential situation. So that's that for the pre-show this morning. That's what's going on. That's out there. So if anybody can safely get down there and take a picture of the boat. Now, last time this happened, we had people breaking maritime law, which we don't want. They were boarding the boat, boarding the vessel, taking pictures on
yes.
it. We were
yes.
then threatened that by was... River Rescue. And
Bruce Willis had to get involved. It was very scary.
Can you grab that line for me back there? we had, Chief Fire Officer Mike Burns from the Sophie Maslov, SS Sophie Maslov, called and threatened us, I believe, at one
That's
time.
Right.
Don't have people be boarding this boat. But yeah, so it became a big hit. So I don't know if you can get a photo, I don't know how many people are working downtown or on the North Shore, I should say, or either way, if they're crossing the bridge, if you can get a photo of us this morning, if you can get a photo to us of this boat, if it's still there this morning, that'd be very nice. What do you got going on in your world, Chris?
I'm sorry. I'm just scrolling through social media as we're talking, as we usually do while we're doing the pre-show. And Holden, Mike Holden of Channel 11, intrepid
yeah.
reporter that he is out there trying to do his reporting this morning. And I guess since there's so much lightning in the area, they can't do live shots. Like, they can't put the big rig that goes up on top of the van, points up into the sky, and sends the signal back to Troy Hill and you know, Channel 11's headquarters right off 279 there. And so
good morning,
he has
guys.
Been able
Mike
to.
Mike Holden here.
Good morning, Mike. And so we're this seems to marry two things together at once here. Holden needs something to do if he can't do any live shots right now, and we need to find out more about this boat. And I can't think of anyone better to report on the boat situation than Holden, to be quite honest.
Well, there is one person better who's also schooled in all of this.
Mm-hmm.
Rick Earl, I might mention. At one
yes.
point, he got
He'll
on
be
the
destroyed.
Boat. Beat.
Yeah.
so yeah, maybe Rick Earl could get on that.
That's
Holden,
true.
Could you imagine? Could you imagine? And I know that Holden has a regular photographer and everything, but could you imagine on days like this being cooped up in a van with Holden for like 2 hours because he couldn't go? He has so much nervous energy just being in that van, and he wants to listen to like Fetty Wap or whatever he listens to all the time. And you're sitting there and holding this, just talking your ear off about his life. And you're like, man, come on. Is this weather going to clear?
Mike, we got to get you doing something here, buddy.
I know.
Here's an umbrella. Go stand outside for a couple minutes.
I'll
Holden
say it again,
me as Holden strikes me as the kind of guy that when he comes, once the caffeine hits, and I don't know if he's just like a sugary Mountain Dew guy, Holden, or if he drinks coffee in the morning. Whatever it is that gets him ramped up in the morning, once he hits full speed, something tells me it's not a responsible 65 miles an hour down the interstate in the right lane until you got to pass someone's speed. Holden's speed is like 85 windows down. You're flying along, passing people, swerving in out of traffic with no turn signal speed holding once he gets up and
sure.
going.
I saw him again give a report yesterday. I forget what it was on. He's just too good to be doing what he's doing. He's too good for our market. He needs to replace, like, he needs to be on that Kevin Frazier show. I've said it forever, like E! Hollywood, whatever. He's that. He acts the news reports. He's too good. He doesn't need to be at Connellsville at a house fire. The guy is too good. He's far too good for this market doing what he's doing. It's just a matter of time before he's doing E! Hollywood Live or TMZ News or something like that. Holding his, he blows everybody away.
He's going to be something big someday.
Yeah.
Bigger, I should say, than what he is now here in Pittsburgh.
Yeah, he's too good. He's just too good. So there's that. Producer Matt, any word on the studio? Like, when are we getting back? Did you talk to anybody?
I have no information on that, unfortunately.
None. Who's in there right now?
It is me. It's the producer on the AM side. Larry's in there, and Kevin Battle is in there as well.
Battle Axe.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then Paul Rasmussen is in the newsroom, and I think he's the only one in the newsroom. I can't see from this angle.
Well, but Jim's not. We know that. So there's like 46 people in there, but we're not.
Yeah, 46 or 5, whatever. But yeah.
Okay. Wow. Wow. This is just mystifying. I don't know. So I that was my target date. I was wondering, because my vacation starts Monday. I was wondering if we'd be back in before vacation. I'm telling you, I'm feeling this. I'm feeling, Chris, that they're going to tell you tomorrow to come in next week and soft launch it in the studio next week when you're doing it by yourself. And then we'll be back together when I get off of vacation. I'll somehow get word to work in the studio.
That'd be great if it works out that way, but I am not holding my breath. I'm not trying to be a negative Nancy or anything here, but I just I don't know. I don't even know. I don't know whose decision it is at this point. I know obviously our bosses have bosses who have
negative
bosses.
Nancy.
And sorry, Ben. And I think those bosses may be the ones. I don't know, but it'd
had
be
a
nice
moment
once we're
yesterday
able to get back in there.
At 8:40 in a break where I almost killed my kids because they were fighting, and I was worried it was going to go out over the air. I think Matt probably heard it when I was like, you got to stop.
I was just going to say that I did hear that. You.
It was during a commercial break. Like, you guys, I don't care if you fight. Go in the basement and fight. You got to stop.
I just heard, guys. And then there was just a bunch of rustling, and she walked away.
Well, because they decided they wanted to fight and have sort of some steel cage match, and there's all this room in this house, and they got to do it right in outside the door next to where I am. I am confined in this corner in this closet, and honestly, it is like you have to make an effort to get where I am, and they decided they wanted to be freaking George Steele and Ivan Putski right outside of this door. When, one, you don't need to act like that. And two, if you're going to act like that, it's understandable. You're 9-year-old kids. Go somewhere else. Go. There's a whole house. Go.
Yeah, it's. This is why I'm, sometimes I get a little, I feel a little secluded down here in my corner of our basement, where I can't really see outside because I'm back in this little makeshift closet. But then there are other times where I go, you know what? This is just right because nobody comes down here and bothers me.
If I had a TV, I'd be good. And if I was down in the basement, I'd be fine. Down in like the little storage part of the basement, I would love that. But the internet doesn't come in good enough. That's the only thing. So that's why I got to be where I got to be. That's where I is where I is. Anyway, we got some good guests today. Rich Fitzgerald, 7:30. We're going to talk to Rich. He is the county executive. You know that about what happened with the Blue Jays falling apart. We want to talk to him about that. Jason Mackey at 8 o'clock. It's the season. Pirates season. SZN.
I know.
It's the real deal. It's tomorrow. They're kicking off.
There's games tonight. Yankees, Nats, and Giants, Dodgers. I mean, baseball. Who would have... 2 months ago, if somebody would have told us, we're actually going to be watching baseball at some point, who would have believed it? But here we are.
Baseball is back. 8 o'clock, Jason Mackey. 9 o'clock, Brian Billick. 9:30, Ian Rappaport for some football talk. We got lots to talk about, and we're going to do it this morning. Fan Morning Show.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.